Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Right. Ms. Liu was... I was getting to the point, but she emphasized, and I will emphasize it here, the one thing that the U.S. government has said to both the Commonwealth and to us is, in furtherance of their testimony, in furtherance of their engagement, they still are not allowed to detail confidential communications that they had with the U.S. government and the Department of Justice.
But can they testify as to what they did?
Yes. That is on.
That's can
on
the they testify under what direction they did these things?
Well, they can certainly testify to what they did. Absolutely. That is on the table. Every bit of testing, every bit of analysis.
But why they did it.
What their communications were, what their directives were, that is confidential.
Right. And can I see counsel at sidebar, please? So, Mr. Jackson, you're saying that the ACCA witnesses did not do anything, did not read anything, did not consult anything, did not try any additional experiments or come to any findings other than everything that's in that report.
That is correct. That's what we've been told. We have no reason to believe otherwise. Everything that they did, everything they were asked to do, and all the data that they were provided upon which to base their opinions and conclusions is provided in the report, and was all subject to cross-examination, both at the voir dire and at trial.
All right, and then subsequent to that, information was provided by Mr. Iannetti, and you have that all documented, whatever information the ACCA authorities now are working on is information provided by Mr. Iannetti or his file?
So there's two issues. I want to make sure I don't conflate these. Mr. Brennan mentioned a subpoena that Mr. Iannetti had received at his office.
Mr. Iannetti had brought it up in open court.
Correct. That subpoena was honored, as we had to, obviously, as Mr. Iannetti had to honor it. For every single NOD that we got from the Commonwealth, that was then submitted to the federal authorities.
When was that done?
It was done periodically since the subpoena came into effect.
When did it start?
I don't remember the date. September 1st, 2022.
Thank you.
I didn't remember the specific date, but it was very early on. So the Department of Justice, or the U.S. Attorney's Office, was receiving information pursuant to that subpoena in an ongoing basis. But I want to make clear, that's not information that was then going to ARCA. The U.S. Attorney's Office decided what information, and the FBI decided what information to supply to ARCA answer their questions.
Do you know what information was provided?
Yes, it's in the report. There were 14 categories of items that were provided to ARCA, and they said that's all that we were provided.
All right, so then it's accurate to say items that are in the notices of discovery that ARCA does not list were not provided to them?
Correct. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah, they were provided a very narrow, it was a narrow scope of work, if you will, that did not include the myriad things that we were getting in NODs.
All right, then you started providing them information to fill in those gaps, right?
Once we received information from Dr. Welcher, for instance, we knew that we wanted at least to explore the idea of rebutting some of that information, a biomechanic standpoint, and we wanted them to have basically a mirror image of what Dr. Welcher was provided.
All right, when did you do that?
I want to say March 26th or 27th. I think it's in the motion. Additional discovery for the experts for their review on March 26, 2025. Okay. That same day the defense was provided all the additional materials to ARCA, including Dr. Welcher's reports and all of his findings. including the 140-page PowerPoint, etc. We wanted them to have everything that Dr. Welcher had, as well as Dr. Welcher's reports and findings.
All right, and you say that you will have that, you expect, in the next 3 days or so.
Oh, I didn't say 3 days. I said I think we can count it in days, not weeks. So I would expect if there is something that we're going to receive, it's probably in the next week or 10 days, I would guess.
All right.
We are acting as efficiently as we possibly can, but we can only do so much, given the fact that we were only provided access to hire ARCA on March 26th.
All right. Mr. Brennan, I'll hear you.
This is the very issue I've been concerned about since the beginning of this case, and I've made every effort to alert the court that I had a concern, in fact, that I anticipated this very thing would happen. When I began this case, beginning of October, end of September, my first analysis was of the past history of this case and dropping experts and information during trial. My attempt was never to preclude ARCA from testifying, never. But it was to preclude the defense from trying this case by ambush. And it was my primary concern. And that is why I filed motions from the beginning of this case. Your Honor must remember, I was filing notices of intention, notices anticipating, things that are not routine because I knew this very thing would happen. We had ARCA witnesses where I still do not believe we have had full disclosure. Regardless of whose fault it is, I still do not believe we have full disclosure. Not just for the basis of opinion, but regarding communications between the defense and ARCA. That's why I filed this motion for discovery. And when the defense responds, it's not in their possession of control. That's why these ARCA witnesses, who've made representations to this court about not knowing the defense and the limited interaction with the defense, they need to be held accountable. That information should come directly from the ARCA witnesses if the defense can't or won't produce it. I believe there will be information that ARCA has if you order them to bring in all of their communications, email, phone call records, billing, and text messages. And if it exists, I would like to see it. I think I'm entitled. The ARCA witnesses provided a report that blurs the roles of the parties. I can live with that. I can accept that. The ARCA witnesses provide a report does not have a lot of information about their study and notes. I can accept that because I have prepared for it. But what I haven't prepared for is for the defense to wait until the last minute, then move for a tour request, which they know will take time, then provide information to ARCA on the eve of opening statements, and then expect to come in with new opinions and information reports after we've already given an opening statement. It's not only trial by ambush. It not only takes away the Commonwealth's ability and right to prepare, it creates a disadvantage that information and argument is already made to the jury without complete information that they should have had. They could have retained any expert they wanted. They didn't have to wait for ARCA witnesses. They've had 3 years. They could have retained any accident reconstructionist they wanted, but they waited. They moved with a TUI letter on February 7, 2025, anybody with experience, including the defense, knows it takes time. If they really wanted the ARCA witnesses, they could have moved in November. We gave Judd Welcher's CV in November. We met our discovery deadlines, and they were hard. There was more we would have done or wanted to do, but we couldn't because we honored our obligations to the court and the discovery orders. We provided the discovery pursuant to the orders, so that they would be held to the same standard. And now we hear they waited until February 7th, 2025 for a tour request. And now they're giving new information to ARCA to come back and potentially give new opinions that we have no ability for our experts to evaluate. We have no ability for our experts to then go through and conduct more testing. This is the core of preparing for the case. They had that obligation. And so now to allow them to do this, it's not an aberration. This is a continued pattern from the last trial. They have their ARCA witnesses. They have their report. That is all pursuant to the discovery deadlines. To now let them change the rules and come in tomorrow, the next day, or 10 days from now and have new opinions after we've already told the jury our theory and our science and not have a chance to rebut it or consider it, I'll have no time during trial to sit down with the experts and assign them to review new information, new reports. I'll have no time to go back and reconsider the order of witnesses or the information we need or witnesses that we've decided we don't need in this case and scheduling. If it wasn't so obvious this was going to happen, I wouldn't be so upset about it. At some point, the defense has to be held to the same standard of discovery obligation. This isn't late notice. This isn't parachuting in. This is an effort they decided to make and wait until February 7, 2025. Your Honor, I ask you to allow ARCA to testify, allow them to testify to their report, be confined to the report that has met discovery deadlines, and to produce the request that the court ordered regarding discovery of the information that we want. That's what I ask this court to do.
Your Honor, the what appears to be feigned indignation is just not consistent with the facts. We didn't receive Judd Welcher's report until basically February 2025. We received a report, I think it was January 31st, 2025, and we read it for the first time the next day on February 1st. Nobody's been dragging their feet. There is no ambush. This feigned indignation is just not consistent with the facts, Your Honor. The court hadn't ruled that we could even use ARCA until just a few weeks ago. We've been moving expeditiously to try to rebut a witness that the Commonwealth disclosed in February of 2025. By mid-March, we were finally, we asked permission to engage them through a TUI request. That does take time. We did it expeditiously. We weren't waiting for some advantage. As soon as we got the request approved, we immediately, that day, engaged them, and immediately that same day, provided the Commonwealth notice that we had engaged them, and we intend to use them to, at the very least, to address Judd Welcher's testimony, or his reports, the last iteration of which we got on March 24th. So if you want to talk about dates and chronology, what's good for the goose should be equally good for the gander. Mr. Brennan has been consistently providing us with new discovery after his certificate of compliance has been well done, the ink is well dry. We have a right, we have an obligation to address and to meet his new discovery. For instance, Judd Welcher's opinions and conclusions, with rebuttal opinions and conclusions, if we can. And I want to make sure that we're not conflating two separate issues. One is the information that ARCA had outside of any of our control. Nobody in this courtroom could have reasonably controlled what information they had.
But you did say that's all listed in the report and there's nothing more.
I was just about to say, the communications that they had with U.S. Attorney's Office, I don't have any access to that. That's confidential. But I do know what they provided to them for their analysis. That is all listed in the report. And both sides have had that from the day we received the reports, the federal disclosures. Both sides have had those. So nobody was in any disadvantage in the first trial, and certainly nobody is at a disadvantage in this trial. We're simply trying to meet our obligations as we could within the confines of the rules that were set up in no small part by the federal government. And now those strictures have largely been lifted, and we're moving forward as expeditiously as we possibly can.
Rather than addressing their obligations, it's always an attempt to assign blame. The government or the Commonwealth gave us late disclosures. the changes in Judge Welch's PowerPoint were by exclusion. Attorney Alisi had concerns about certain things in the report, so we took things out of the report. There's a difference.
So you first provided it in November, then, you're saying?
No, we provided, we provided his CV in November, and then we provided on our discovery deadlines January 31st, 2025, and then on February 5th, we provided all of the detailed background notes, references, and so we met our discovery deadlines. The changes to Mr. Welch's report have been the complaints, understandably, about what they believed was hearsay or inadmissible, so we removed pieces. There was no new testing. There was no new reports with information changing any of the things.
According to Mr. Alessi, who is much more facile with the facts of what's in Judge Welch's report, that's not quite true. There were additions made to the latest iteration of his report. And Mr. Brennan just admitted that February 5th was the first time that we received all of the information from Judd Welcher. The next month, within a few weeks of that, that's when we received permission to hire ARCA. That's when we received permission to engage ARCA. That's when we provided the individuals at ARCA with everything that we had been provided just the month earlier. So there is no ambush. There's no attempt at taking an advantage vis-a-vis time. It just doesn't. The arguments just don't play, not with the facts and the chronology of what we've been doing and we're continuing to do.
All right. Thank you. I think is the only thing left the motion to sequester Aidan Carney to remove him from the sequestration order. Is that the only thing that's now left outstanding?
No, Your Honor. There's also a motion in limine that was outstanding. It's the Commonwealth's motion in limine to prohibit reference to any pending internal affairs investigations.
Yes. Where do we stand with that? I thought that you were going to...
We've had a chance to review the file. If there's any statements that are relevant, we think the defense is entitled to use those statements for impeachment or cross-examination. As far as the rulings, the administrative body's rulings, that should not be permissible. It's an opinion of a third party, and then it will open the door to the explanation that those sustained findings are limited to certain conduct, but don't include other types of conduct, which we would need to rebut. A third party's opinions are not admissible to impeach a witness.
The defense vehemently disagrees with that assertion. That's not the state of the law. We did provide notice to the Commonwealth of what we intended to admit at trial. The Commonwealth was conversely ordered to provide notice to the defense of what they were specifically asking to keep out. That was supposed to be done 2 weeks ago. I emailed Mr. Brennan the next day after it was due. They did not respond. I was told this morning they're seeking to exclude everything. I would like to be heard on that, Your Honor.
All right. So I don't have a copy of what it is you intend to introduce, right?
No, we provided notice to the Commonwealth, but...
So I need that. Do you have it?
I can articulate it to the court. We want to admit the sustained findings that have been made against four separate officers in this case.
You know what? I do need that in writing. I need this in writing. I need a Commonwealth's response.
We needed to have a ruling on this in advance of...
Excuse me?
We need to have a ruling on this in advance of Monday.
Right.
I can try to get that to you today.
All right. Get it to me today. I'll decide it tomorrow.
Okay. Are we allowed to make an oral argument as to this issue? It has been briefed already by the Commonwealth.
Okay. You know, what I need is... I wasn't expecting this here today, so what I need is the... paper number, I think it's the Commonwealth's motion to exclude, but the last I had it as it wasn't under advisement. You were going to figure out what the objection was and what you wanted to put in. All right, so we need to take a recess anyway so that you can look at the video to see whether there's an objection to the opening. So why don't we take a 15-minute recess? And Ms. Little, if you can provide just the paper number and what the Commonwealth's response was.
It's paper number 588.
All right. So, Jim, I need that.
Sure. All rise for the court, please.
Think about that.
Okay.
Put us back in session. You may be seated.
All right, so the first thing I viewed the clip. Is this only 15 seconds? Did I see everything you intend to use?
I expect that's only 15 seconds.
Okay. Was there any objection to what you saw?
No objection.
Okay, thank you.
I would say that's only the audio. There's a visual that goes with it, but because it comes from a broadcast, we have to copy it differently.
Okay.
That's the audio, but there will be the visual with it that was aired.
Okay. I was able to see the video.
Super.
Okay. Well, all right, were you as well, Ms. Little?
Yes, we were able to see the video, and we have no objection. And I did also provide, there's only a single photograph we intend to display. It will be an admitted exhibit. I provided a copy to counsel. I will also send that to the court as well.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'll hear you on this motion. Ms. Little, I'll hear your response to the Commonwealth's motion.
So during the break, we had an opportunity to discuss this issue with the Commonwealth.
Okay.
I believe we are in agreement on most of the issues.
Okay.
They have agreed that we are allowed to bring in the sustained findings as they relate to Trooper Proctor, Trooper Buchnick, Detective Lieutenant, and Detective Lieutenant Tully.
Okay.
The only issue that we need to work out, Your Honor, is with regard to Kevin Albert. And so we will continue to discuss that. I'm not as concerned in terms of timing with that particular issue.
Okay.
If the court will give us, you know, another day or two to discuss with the Commonwealth, if there's a remaining issue, we can address that promptly with the court.
Okay. Can we address? Is it something you need for your opening?
It's not. It's
okay. All right. So yes, we'll address it sometime next Tuesday or Wednesday. Take your time in working it out. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so now is the only thing left the motion that Mr. Bradel's here for?
As far as I know.
Okay. All right. Morning, Mr. Bradel.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Okay. So, Jim, you have that. All right, I probably have it here, too. I have one, Jim, thanks. All right, I will hear you. Let me just ask, Commonwealth, you're moving to, you stay right there, Mr. Bradel. Mr. Brennan, you're asking for sequestration on all the witnesses other than the ones that have already been decided, right?
I'm not sure I understand.
So there was already an order on who is exempt from the sequestration order, family members. We discussed and there was an order on all of this.
Yes.
Are you asking that Aiden Kearney be sequestered?
I am. He's okay. A named witness.
Okay. Does the Commonwealth intend to call him in your case in chief?
It depends on the development of the case. There are two issues that are important. The one in case in chief is whether or not there's any development of third-party culprit. If there is, Mr. Kearney becomes a more important witness, and we'll have to assess that as the case progresses. The other is rebuttal. If the defense calls the defendant to the stand, then it is a strong likelihood that we would call Mr. Kearney.
Okay.
Those are two things that I can't anticipate at this time.
Okay. All right, now I'll hear you, Mr. Bradel.
All right, thank you very much, Your Honor. Judge, we don't have an offer of proof. I'll try to argue in the interest of time, and I think I know where the court's going with this, based on the prosecutor's statements and the context. So with that understanding, Judge, I would just start by saying that, you know, there's really no reason to beat around the bush here, Your Honor. The Commonwealth is not going to call my client, Mr. Kearney, who, for the record, is in the second row here today.
Can I just ask, if he were to call your client, would he take the fifth?
Yes, Judge, and I just should clarify for that.
Okay.
That is under the government's, the obviously well-established position of Norfolk County law enforcement, what we contend is a twisted interpretation of the witness intimidation statute, that seeking to contact witnesses, seeking to question people is witness intimidation.
Okay, so just focus back on...
So the answer is yes. I'm sorry. The answer is yes, Judge.
Okay. So let me hear from you on that, Mr. Brennan.
Sure. Your Honor, under the government's interpretation of this statute, Your Honor, the government is seeking to first...
No, I'm sorry. What I said was, I'll hear you, Mr. Brennan. And you
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. I don't want to hear about witness intimidation statute, other than if I don't sequester your client, I would be inclined to do just like I did before. The witnesses who are the subject of the indictments, Mr. Kearney, will have to be outside the courtroom when they testify.
We anticipated that, Your Honor, and you know, I won't say that we would agree to that, but I understand the court's position there, and I can see that would be a resolution the court might land on.
Okay. Thank now you. I'm going to let Mr. Brennan speak, and then I'll hear you again, Mr. Bradle.
Thank you.
Your Honor, you have questions?
Yes. What if he takes the Fifth?
If he asserts his Fifth Amendment privilege, I think there is no realistic likelihood that we would call him. There's obviously procedures the Commonwealth could follow, but I have no belief that will happen. So I expect if he actually asserts his Fifth Amendment privilege, would no longer have a good faith basis to say that there would be a need for sequestration. I would ask the court to impose the prior limitations with named victims and also minor witnesses.
Okay.
But I would, as a predicate, he would need to assert his Fifth.
Do you need that to be done formally, or do
yes.
you want it to be done formally?
I do.
Mr. Bradle, do you want to do that now?
Judge, I'm happy to assert that on his behalf.
We'd reject that invitation. If he wants to assert the Fifth Amendment privilege, he can assert it.
Okay. Do you want to call him now and do that now, Mr. Bradle, or not? Do you want to talk with your client? And
7 minutes.
Sure. Why don't you know what? I'll give you more than a minute, Mr. Bradle. Can the staff work through lunch for a little bit?
Yes.
Everybody stay. All right. Mr. Bradle, why don't I give you 10 minutes to talk to him? We'll see you back here in 10 minutes.
All rise for the court, please.
You are unmuted.
Court is back in session. You may be seated.
All right. Mr. Brennan, do you agree that Mr. Kearney has a Fifth Amendment right?
I think he has a Fifth Amendment privilege. I don't know that he has a Fifth Amendment privilege to all questions we would ask, but the content that we would go into, I think he clearly would have a Fifth Amendment privilege.
All right, so you're not asking for a Lumen Martin hearing?
I'm not. I think I necessarily would have to delve into issues regarding his open indictments against a number of different victims.
Okay.
And I think there's other information that I can't discuss for other reasons because of court orders.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Judge, I would suggest that the court could take judicial notice of the 16 indictments against him.
So the Commonwealth concedes, and I believe there's a valid Fifth Amendment right. So
allow me to make the representation on behalf of Mr. Kearney that he would, in fact, invoke his Fifth Amendment privilege. Commonwealth agrees to it. I ask that you just allow me to make the representation and leave it there.
Oh, sure. Is there any objection for everybody hearing this?
There is. I would like...
I thought you wanted a basis. No, I'm going to see Mr. Kearney here at sidebar with just you, Mr. Bradle.
Thank you.
All recording devices are off.
Thank you.
FTR goes to sealed Tory and Chris. Tory, Jim?
Yes.
All right, so Mr. Brennan, I've just had a colloquy with Mr. Kearney, with his lawyer present, obviously. I find, and the Commonwealth concedes, that he does have a valid Fifth Amendment right. I find that there's a valid basis for him to invoke that Fifth Amendment privilege, and I find that if he were called to testify, he would in fact invoke that Fifth Amendment privilege. So based on that, he will be exempt from the sequestration order, except as to, and I need a list of the named witnesses who are the alleged victims in the current indictments.
I accept those findings. We'll provide the court with a list of the named victims. We also would like to have the court consider the two minors in that list.
Oh, yes. I think I did that last time as well.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
All right. So is that it for today?
Judge, if I may, just for the record, maintain the same objection I had at the last trial. Don't need to make any further commentary on it, just in case there's any further action, which I don't anticipate right now.
Okay.
But just for the record. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we're all set until Tuesday, I believe. I'll get orders out. Oh, stipulations were just given to me. I have not had a chance to read them. All right, this looks like you all made some progress in a way that, where the jury will be happy that you've cut down the amount of time that they may be here otherwise. Okay. Anything else today?
The only thing I would ask the court to consider is with regard to the speaker, the reader issue.
Oh, okay.
If the Commonwealth intends to go forward with that, I would ask that that be put in a formal motion so we have something to respond to. I think research on that is in order.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Doesn't have to be lengthy. And
it is something that we've done.
Right. Understood. I would like to see what I'm going to have to look at what the law in Massachusetts is concerning that and what the sort of parameters are.
Okay.
I just think because of the potential prejudicial effect on Ms. Reed, I'd like to have something in writing. That's all.
It is in the extrajudicial motion. If there's something separate the court wants brief, we're happy to do it, but it's already in the motion that we provided regarding extrajudicial statements.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. We'll see you Tuesday.
Thank you.
All rise for the court, please.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.